Thank you, Madam Chair. First, China is in line with non-aligned movement and endorse its proposals, especially the proposals to indicate that the conference recognizes that the lack of a comprehensive protocol to strengthen implementation of all aspects of the convention has created a gap in the provision of prompt and effective assistance under Article 7 to these parties to the BWC. And also, China noted with appreciation and support the idea to indicate that the conference agrees to develop a detailed procedure and a mechanism for timely, effective, and adequate response. In this context, we would like to ask colleagues to consider favorably the development of such a kind of mechanism. And China supports the expression of the wording about the COVID-19 in paragraph 34, and we support the changes proposed by our Cuba, Russia, and US colleagues in this paragraph. And concerning paragraph 45 on the global health security agenda, we don't think that it is appropriate to reflect a national initiative here. And though it is welcomed by some of the countries, but I don't think that under the convention's framework, it should be promoted like this. And China supports the idea proposed by France and India to establish a database open to all state parties to facilitate assistance under the framework of Article 7. And also we noted that our Philippine colleague also mentioned such a kind of assessment of a database, and also our Cuba colleague also mentioning to establish data bank and also to repairing the inventory. I think all those proposals are of a kind of similar characteristics. So probably colleagues could find some common languages to combine a kind of similar ideas into one proposal. And the last one is that China supports Philippines' first proposal to provide timely emergency assistance if requested. I think that it's very clear that because of such kind of request is of humanitarian imperative. So we support such an idea. I thank you, Madam Chair.